Congressmember Carolyn Maloney held forums this week in Manhattan and Queens on disaster aid for small businesses affected by Hurricane Sandy. There, federal, state, and city officials provided small business owners with information on accessing government aid. Maloney says small business owners face problems of monumental proportions from a storm that brought more devastation than any storm in New York's history. WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with Congressmember Maloney.
Small businesses were especially hurt. They decimated many of them. One restaurant in Western Queens, Tony Mazzarelli's restaurant, the water went clear up to the second floor and completely destroyed his restaurant. Others were just decimated. Not only was it the salt water pouring in, but also in sewage. Raw sewage overflowed from Newtown Creek and from the sewage systems into homes in Western Queens. And so it has monumental cleanup, health consequences, and challenges. And many small businesses feel they can't go on because they've lost their produce, they've lost their homes, they've lost their businesses. But the Small Business Administration is there to help, as is FEMA. And everyone should register with FEMA, go online and register with them as soon as possible, even if you don't know the extent of your damage. Because on December 31st, there'll be a cutoff date and you'll no longer be able to register. Well over 160,000 New Yorkers have asked for Small Business Administration loan forms, but very few have sent them in. They have already put out onto the ground helping people over $5 million. But in other states where they had tornadoes and other things that were less damaged, they have put hundreds of millions of dollars. So there's absolute room to grow. And they have loans that are low interest for 30 years that if you can't pay it back now, they will give you leniency. Every loan is different. And people should apply for these small business loans. Under FEMA, FEMA has already gotten out into New York, into the neighborhoods, into people's hands, $500 million, reimbursing them for the loss of their homes or their apartments, helping them get their feet back on the ground.
Now, they're also providing workers to
absolutely
gut the buildings, to get the mold out, to clean them up.
Yes, and also I've never seen, Linda, such a neighborhood feeling. New Yorkers are best when their backs are up against the wall, and neighbors have come out to help clean and support other neighbors that were faced more destruction than they did. So New Yorkers are coming together in a strong and unified way. We've learned some lessons since 9/11 in our recovery efforts then. It is very focused and very coordinated from the federal, state, and city level. I have never seen the leaders more determined and committed. Janet Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, has been here 8 times that I'm aware of, maybe more. And I think very good news that Sean Donovan, who used to head the Housing and Preservation for the City of New York, is now the head of HUD, has just been appointed by President Obama to be the point person for the recovery for New York City, which is very, very important, and the destruction in our area.
And he's a New Yorker.
Oh, he's a New Yorker, and we really have a complicated housing, complicated government, and the fact that he's there is a real, real plus. I've been in several meetings with him where complex questions have come up concerning our housing stock. He's now doing an appraisal of where housing is. We have over 100,000 people that have lost their homes. So it is a challenge of a monumental scale. And I would say, Linda, that we are really a tale of three cities now. If you live in Manhattan above 39th Street, it's like nothing happened. But below 39th Street, well over 2 weeks, people did not have electricity or water or heat. And we had to carry blankets and food up to these people and check on them and make sure they were all right. Now we're going into the fourth week, and still some people don't have electricity, and still others have tremendous devastation. And then the third city, of course, is the terrible devastation on Staten Island, and the terrible devastation in the Rockaways and Coney Island, where people literally lost their homes. Homes were swept out to sea, 150 homes burned to the ground. So it is a disaster personified. The estimates are that it is $50 billion in economic loss for our great city.
Your best recommendation for people is to make sure that they file and file quickly. Don't just ask for the forms, but send them in.
Send them in. And you can work on your form. You can obviously no one really understands the extent of the damage exactly at this point, but you can work with the SBA offices and with representatives to figure out what is the best approach to help.
Finally, what's the response that you've had in Washington talking about what's needed in New York? What's been the response? I saw you along with the minority speaker flanked by many, many women. That was awfully nice.
We're so thrilled she got reelected, and we're so thrilled that with the election results. President Obama ran strong, and he carried with him a Democratic Senate, and we picked up 8 seats for the House, and we are growing. We are getting more and more seats.
I particularly liked her spunky answer to the reporter who said that maybe she was too old.
Oh, gosh, I thought, you know, she said, well, what about all the guys? They're all older than I am. You want me to step aside and you're not going to go after them? I think she's absolutely right.
And also the 14 years she spent raising a family.
Absolutely. And it's brought her balance and wisdom. And she will lead us, I'm sure, to victory in the next election with a Democratic majority.
And the response that you've gotten in terms of the hurricane and the devastation here in New York?
Well, New Yorkers are resilient and they're determined. There's great admiration among members of Congress for the way that our first responders risk their lives to save the lives of others, and the professionalism of New York City and our disaster relief efforts. And we're all working hard, but there's still many unmet needs and many challenges, and many people are suffering. So we are not going to rest until we help people get back on their feet and help them rebuild their homes and their businesses and stabilize their neighborhoods.
Congressmember Carolyn Maloney represents the 12th District in New York, which encompasses Western Queens, Greenpoint, and Williamsburg in Brooklyn. She spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.